Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are just grateful to be here today. And of course, we thank God for you, you, and you. And we bless him. We bless him. Why? Because he first loved us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he loved us. Even when we didn't even know ourselves, Christ loved us. Even when we didn't love ourselves, he loved us. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we're talking about. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. Why should I be afraid? Mm-hmm. I can go on with that because it talks about the your friends and your foes, how they come up against you. Huh? They do. But they stumble and they fall. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. They fall. Why? Because God, and his son Jesus, the Holy Spirit, have hedged you in. You're hedged in. Yeah, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, thanking you for this day, Master, thanking you for the opportunity that you've given us, that we can come together and learn more about you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all the listeners, God, whether they're near or far, God, for the airways, oh, Master, that you have allowed us to be able to use, God, to minister your word, God, to your people, you, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God again. We got to move quickly with this lesson because, you know, sometimes I don't get a chance to finish some of the lessons. Of course, you never know it. But sometimes it gets to be just that good. Yeah, it just that good. Mm-hmm. We just thank God. We thank God. Unwelcome. That's what we want to talk about tonight. Unwelcome. We know we deal with a lot of stuff that's unwelcomed. Mm-hmm. So what do you think God has to say about a Christian feeling overwhelmed, feeling despondent, feeling glumped, feeling heartbroken, feeling oppressed, sad, unhappy, miserable? What do you think? Do you think it's okay to have these feelings? Is it okay to not like yourself? Ooh, am I talking to anybody? To not like you, the one that you're looking at in the mirror. When you go to that mirror and look closely, you're not pleased with you. You're not happy. You think you need to alterate something. Something needs to be changed. Yeah. Your eyes are too small or your nose is too wide. Yeah. Think about it. Think about that. Think about that. Is it okay if you're feeling miserable about everything right now? Is it okay? Is it okay as far as God is concerned? Are you losing your mind? After all, I am a Christian. This should not be happening. Ooh. Is that what you're saying? I'm a Christian. This should not be happening to me. But it is. So, what we want to do today is to flush out. Yeah, we're going to stay focused on what Jesus has to say. What does he have to say about these feelings that we have? And then many times the pulpit, they don't know anything about it. If they do, they keep it to themselves. They don't ever have a sermon. Nothing pertaining to me sitting here being sad, me sitting here being miserable, me sitting here feeling defeated. Nobody talks about that. Certainly not Jesus. I'm feeling like he doesn't care about me. Yeah, think about that. You're feeling all by yourself. You're feeling lonely, that you're the only one. Oh, have I heard that before? You're the only one that has had these feelings. Huh? You can't tell nobody because you're a Christian. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I just want to go quickly with this lesson here because we want to put a little emphasis on this and let you know that you're not by yourself. In John chapter 11, verse 35, Jesus wept. Jesus wept too. And you know, we know that when we weep, there are many ways that we can weep. We can weep tears of joy and we can weep tears of sadness. But here in John chapter 11, Jesus' close confidant, who was that? Lazarus. Yeah, he wept. Why? Because Lazarus had died. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't weep because he didn't have hope. At this very moment, remember, Jesus had took on the humanness of a man. Glory to God. Yeah. So we have all these feelings. We have all these feelings. We have all these emotions. We were born with emotions, people. You are not strange. You're not any different from anyone else. Stay focused. Stay focused here. Yeah, Jesus wept. And then he wept 1 second, and then the next second he raised Lazarus from the dead. Hey, glory to God. So you don't weep without hope. You can weep because it's an emotional feeling. Yeah. And you let it go. You release it and let it go. You could also weep tears of joy. I've seen times I've been in a church service praising God, hallelujah, and I'm crying, and you would say, oh, what's wrong with it? She crying? No, these are tears of joy. Joy. Unspeakable joy. The joy that the Lord has given me. The world cannot take it away from me. And the world did not give it to me either. Tears of joy. This is an expression of joyfulness. Yes. So we see here tonight, we're talking about unwelcome. And some of the things that are not welcome are the spirit of suicide, the spirit of sadness, the spirit of hopelessness, depression, oppression, despondent, brokenness, brokenness. Now we know that God, His Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, if you're broken, if you're broken through this source, the brokenness that you will feel, that you will experience, will be brokenness that is good for you. Did you hear what I said? It's a brokenness that is good for you. Yeah, it is there to redeem you. It's there to sustain you. It's there to keep you. This is the brokenness that can come from Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in this brokenness. Yes. It may not feel good. Why it's happening? It may not sound good. But it's a brokenness that we all have come to a place of needing. Yeah. Yeah. Brokenness. There is another brokenness where you're broken down. Your faith has come and it's been shattered by some devastation or something that has caused you to feel, where is God? Yeah, yeah. Again, we are human. We have all these emotions. God created us with feelings. Mm-hmm. He created us with feelings. He created us with emotions. Yes, yes. He created us to be able to dance. He created us to be able to shout. He created us to shout. Hallelujah. He created us to have a joyful heart. Yeah. Yeah. We are his creations. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 14. Look at this. Now we know the story about Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he was the weeping prophet. But who did he weep for? Children of Israel, of course. In Jeremiah 20, verse 14, we see he says here, yet I cursed the day that I was born. May the day of my birth not be blessed. Sound devastating to you? Overshadowed? Heartbroken? Throwed up both hands? I can't do it anymore? Sound like that? Verse 18, why was I ever born? My entire life has been filled with trouble, with sorrow and shame, hurt, and devastation. Jeremiah was witnessing some things that he felt there was nothing else he could do. He had tried everything. He had did all the talking. He had did all the teaching. He had did all the prayer. He had did a lot. How many of us have gotten to this point? How many of us have felt that I have done all I can do? I have said everything I can say, but you still keep going in that direction. Well, glory to God. I'm here to tell you, when you get to this place, it's time to let it go. Give it to God, because he can work it out. Because the battle many times is not ours anyway. It is his. We are only there to plant the seed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The seed has to be planted. Yeah. And many times we get overwhelmed because we want to plant and we want to come and we want to fertilize. Then we want to come and water. No, no, no. This is why we're overwhelmed. This is why we fall into depression and feeling defeated. Plant the seed and move on. Yeah. If you're not the planter, you the waterer, water what you to water and move on. And stop trying to do the whole thing. Stop trying to be God. Let God be God. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. John 20 and 11. Look at that. Mary, the mother of Jesus. The mother of Jesus. She wept. And whenever I say her name, and I think of what was going on at that time, you could just close your eyes and just imagine. I get full just knowing she wept, and the reason behind her weeping. It just devastates you. It brings you to a place of sadness. But you see, even in that sadness, there is joy that's waiting on the other side. Why? Because you know the story. You know the story. That weeping, what? It may endure for a night. Glory to God. But joy. Joy going to come in this story here. Joy lies in a couple of pages over. Joy. It's all then twinkled down in our lives. The joy from our Lord and Savior going to the cross. Joy. We're able to celebrate. We're able to call on his name. We're able to praise him. We're able to Just spend time with him, knowing who he is and who we are to him. And it all came while Mary. Mm-hmm. She had to weep right here. It said Mary stood without at the sepulchre, and she was weeping. And as she wept, she scooped down and looked inside. Jesus was there. That was her son. That was her baby. And you know how babies, I don't care how babies could be 50 or 60 years old, it's still your baby. And that's how you look at your children. Think about happened to Jesus on that old Golgotha Hill. Think about that. Huh? How he died for you and for me. How he had no sin. And this was her son. And sometimes I sit and I think about Mary. She really didn't understand what was going on. She really didn't. You know, because when Jesus was in the temple and he was doing, you know, the studying and learning and doing all the things that he was designed to come on earth to do, Mary didn't understand. But she was a mom. She was a mother first. Did you hear me? Yeah. Yeah. Into Deuteronomy chapter 34. We're going to do verse 5. And we're going to do verse 5 through 8. Yeah. And here we see that Moses, the death of Moses. Yeah, it was near. It says here, verse 5, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, just as the Lord, he said. Verse 6. He was buried in the valley near the Bethel in Moab. But to this day, no one actually knows the place, the exact spot where he was buried. Verse 7 says Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyesight, this is remarkable, yet his eyes clear, and he was strong as ever. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In verse 8, now the people of Israel, they mourned 30 days for Moses on the plains of Moab. This was the customary period of mourning. Mm-hmm. Customary. Yeah. It was a customary thing that, you know, we moan, but we just don't realize that it's a time. And after a certain time, we should be finished with moaning. Some of us moan a long time. Some of us moan years and years we're moaning. We never get into the place of celebratorial, happy and thanking God for the life spent that was near us. We never get to that place because we're moaning. Yeah. So here we see that the children of Israel, they moan the first 7 days following the funeral, is known as Shivah, S-H-I-V-A, and the mourners generally stay at the home and receive guests to help them pray and reflect upon their loss. Mm-hmm. This was a visiting of the family members, bringing food, sending food, or bringing gifts, or things of, or just coming by to spend time with the family. Now we know we do that, but we do it the same day of the funeral. We don't do it for 7 days. So here we see that the children of Israel were mourning for Moses 30 days, and there came a period where God told the children of Israel to put up the mourning clothes. Take time and look at that. He told them to take the mourning clothes off. Because, see, at some point in some time, we are to have joy having spent time with that person that have gone on, having had them at our table for meals, just having had quality time with them. And we should show gratitude. But most of the time, we're so bitty, so often moaning, and we're sad. And when we go into being sad, we become angry. We begin to go into depression. And that is not where God wants us to go. No. Look at this. Luke chapter 19, verse 41. And it says here, "But as they came closer to Jerusalem, Jesus saw the city ahead, and he began to cry." Jesus began to cry. Jesus expressing himself through tears. Verse 42 says, "I wish that even today you would find the way of peace, but now it is too late, and peace is hidden from you." Glory to God. See, undoubtedly, they were warned, they were told. And God gives us all a timeline. You know, you learn what you're supposed to do, and you have a timeline to do it, to get it right. But when the timeline is drawn, when it's all over, the decision is yours. Because you had a chance. This is what's going on here. So it says, listen to what Jesus says. If Jesus says it's too late, believe me, it's too late. But he's expressing his feelings, his emotional, his sadness, because you chose to go the other way. Look at the hurt and the pain that Jesus experienced on behalf of his people who continue to disobey. Pain, hurt, sadness. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, and it says that there's a time to cry and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up. Yes, there is a time for everything, no matter whether we like it or not. There are seasons, and it was not something that we chose. These seasonal things, these phases that we go through in our life have been ordained by God. We have seasons that we can learn from, Seasons where we could go back and look, and look at it. We have seasons where we could do better. We have seasons where we can improve. We have seasons where we can have joy. We have seasons where we can have peace. Glory to God. We have all cried many tears, sad ones, joyful ones. And it won't be the last time that we cry. Because, again, tears are emotions that we as humans have. We have emotions. We were created to have emotions. We were created to have this. It's only natural. Remember, you're not alone. No way. No way at all are you alone with your emotions. In the book of Revelations 21, a new Jerusalem. A new Jerusalem. It says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the all heaven and the all earth, listen to this, had disappeared. And the sea was also gone. There was no more sea. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? No more sea. The holy city, glory to God, coming down from God out of heaven. Oh, glory to God. Just, I'm going to do you like I do my kids in Sunday school. Just close your eyes a minute. Just close your eyes. 1 minute, we're just going to close our eyes. Now, I just said it was a city. Now, imagine a city. Just close your eyes and just think of that. A city. Ooh, a city. Tall buildings, trees, a city. Come on, think. Envision that, a city. And it's coming down. It's coming down from God. Out of the heavens. Mm-hmm. It's coming down. It's coming down. Look at that. Think of that. Just like a bride. You know, like the bride and the groom, we all go to the wedding and we see how the bride comes down and she meets her groomsman. Yeah. So this city is going to come down. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Verse 4 says, and he will remove all their sorrows. Hallelujah. All that crying, ain't going to have no need for no more crying. No more need to shed tears. No more need to have puffy eyes. No more need to go run in the other room and holler in the pillow. No more need to go run in the shower and scream while the water is running. Am I talking to anybody? Have I been in that place? Yes! I done been there. There won't be any more need. And it says here, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying, pain, no pain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? No pain for the old world. Hallelujah. And it's evilness. Think about the evilness that we see. We are encountering. We deal with on a daily basis. The evil things. The killings, the murderers. Think about it. Right here in this verse, it says they all are going to be gone. And it says they're going to be gone when? Forever. Did you hear what I said? This is a promise now. I want you to hold on to this. This is in Revelation 21. This is a promise. Weeping may endure for a night. But joy is going to rise up. It's going to rise up. You hear what I say? In the morning. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your listeners, Master. We ask, God, that you keep us. Keep us under your watchful care. Keep us, God. Hold us, oh, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank the listeners, God, for being doers of your holy word. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday. And, of course, with us on Sunday with Pastor Vivian George with God's Favorite Ministries. What a blessing. What a blessing to know that joy is on the other side. I say it's on the other side. Am I talking to anybody? Been may endure for a night. It's just a little season. It's just a little tear because joy is waiting over there. Joy is waiting in the morning. In the morning, joy. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joy waits on you. Joy waits on you. Am I talking to you? Joy. Be blessed.